the heartbreak that happens at the end of season four, you know, is such a tremendous loss for Bo and for everybody. And, you know, we lose Hale and, you know, of course, what happens to Kenzie in the last episode really sort of shakes Bo's world. And I think Bo feels, you know, tremendously responsible, obviously, for those losses. So she's certainly heartbroken, but also has this new sort of drive in her and is on a mission very much at the beginning of season five to right those wrongs and get answers and get them quickly. So we go into season five with a lot of that kind of energy and force from Bo. So it's a very high energy first episode.
Well, and it seems the obvious next place to go is where you guys do end up. So, you know, there is a vision of the afterlife, I guess you could say, in the first episode. In the scale of Bo's life, actually visiting the afterlife seems like a funny place to be. What do you think she would take that as, being there?
Well, you know, I feel like in the Fae world, nothing is a tremendous surprise to Bo, even though she always does seem a little surprised. I think that she's kind of learned that, you know, to kind of take things as they come. And I feel like her drive to get answers far supersedes where she is. Mm-hmm. But I do think that, you know, there's a new caution to where she is, too. Because, you know, when Bo started out in season one, it was just like, okay, I'm Fae. Okay, I'm a sexy person, I'm Fae. Okay, there's light and dark. Okay, I got it, you know, but it was so much more than that and continues to be. So I feel like this is a perfect example of just how vast the world is, which is why I feel like we always have the best playground to play in on Lost Girl, because we, you know, creatively they've taken the show into so many different directions, and this is a perfect example of that.